This is a continuation of the February 23rd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 351 for property ID 126808096. The property is owned by John Ball and Shelley Ball, and it's under trustees. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I'll hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 23rd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 353 for property ID 986053691. The property is owned by Jerry D. Bradbury and Kimberly Bradbury. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I will hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 23rd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 352 for property ID 110088038. The property is owned by Patricia L. Douglas and it's under trustees. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I will hand it back to the board.
Since there's nobody present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 23rd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 356 for property ID 922-31026. The property is owned by Jennifer Fisher and Erica Rabelais. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I will hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 23rd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 358 for property ID 211900000. The property is owned by Jill Hartaloo. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Jill Hartaloo present over video, or sort of video chat for the appellant. And it is Jill Lockwood, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So now as Jill Lockwood. So we can't see you. That's totally fine. I know this is a little odd, but go ahead and do raise your right hand, and we'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. Unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
I will be more than happy to.
Okay. Go ahead.
As you see, I'm sharing on a document. On the screen, my property is 19.96 acres, and my value increased to 86% this year. At a $27,748 per acre, if compared to property in this general area, everywhere from 16.2 acres up to 35 acres, your increases in those areas were from 18% to 30%. If you compare the 20-acre parcel with mine, the value should be somewhere in the neighborhood of 331 at 21% increase, not an 86% increase.
can you check, Michelle, and see if they classify that as prime developable property?
Yeah, one moment.
Jill, do you have any comparable sales, or are you just comparing assessed values? Because we don't use assessed values when we're making a determination. We use sales of like property.
Unfortunately, there isn't a lot of like bare property in the Clark County area because it's all been developed. The property that is selling in the like area is being sold as development property, not just bare Ag 20 property.
So your property is not developable?
My property is Ag 20. You guys won't let me develop it.
Well, yeah. We're not the assessor's office, just so you remember. We're,
okay.
We're completely separate.
So, yeah, so my property is currently in an Ag 20.
Dan, I'm not seeing anything saying it listed as prime developable. As far as how it has it listed, the predominant land use code is coded unused or vacant land, no improvements.
And it's Ag 20?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's Ag 20.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to change it to Ag 10 or 5, I'd be more than happy to increase it to 553,000.
Yeah, we can't do that. That'd be the assessor's office that would do that.
Not I know.
Yeah.
Is this land in any kind of a land use tax deferral for land use,
yes.
Open space, farming or something?
I have my cows on it, yes.
So you're taxed on $232,000 now.
Yeah. What was I taxed last year?
$32,342.
Yeah. But I cannot get $500,000 out of my 20 acres.
Hmm. Okay. I don't have any other questions on it.
I don't either.
Yeah, I have no more questions. Okay, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 23rd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 362 for property ID 602-10000. The property is owned by Jeffrey B. Miller. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I'll hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on the information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is the February 23rd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 349 for property ID 634-72878. The property is owned by Juan Bao Nguyen and Tuhua T. Nguyen. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I will hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 23rd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 354 for property ID 167079000. The property is owned by Darlene L. Pope. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Darlene Pope present over video chat for the appellant. So, Darlene, go ahead and raise your right hand, and we'll get you sworn in.
Give me one
one second.
Yeah.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you gave in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. Unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, thank you very much. So, obviously, I was sort of in shock when I got my tax statement saying that this property was worth over $1 million. I know, I feel like I have a theory about why. Are you hearing me okay?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you. And so my theory is this, so over time, there were several houses in the area that were bought for $400,000-$500,000. They're totally, gutted and put in with the high end kinds of finishes. And then they sell for over $1 million. My neighbor's house across the street, she was forever remodeling it, and it sold for over $1 million. It had an extra lot also. The other kind of feature around here is that everybody in this little area, except for me, I don't know of anybody else who's excluded. This is a fill-in lot. It was built after a lot of the other houses. And so everybody else belongs to a gated beach community. And that's, I don't know what that's worth, but I know that. And so you'll see an HOA kind of fee on their property. I don't know what kind of value it adds, but I know it's a great selling feature. I mean, it's always very much featured on any kind of sales that's going on. So it's a gate, it's a beach. They can go with their key and have access to the river. So the latest house, which was, let me get the address here. There's a house on Evergreen Highway, which is two blocks parallel north of me at 9015 Southeast Evergreen Highway. And it sold in March 15th of 21. For $685,000. And then again, it was totally, they did the same thing. Somebody came in, they bought it, they totally got it. They put all the things that people love, you know, in terms of looks on the thing. And it's been on the market now since then for over $1 million. So that's kind of what's going on in the neighborhood. And so therefore, the appraiser thinks that my house is worth $1 million, but my house is in the 1970s. And we built a house in the 1970s. I like the 1970s, and I haven't replaced first of all, I need a new driveway, which I had bids as much as 5 years ago, and it's so much money. It just has to be done at this point. My three car driveway is destroyed. I mean, it's not solid cement or anything. And so that needs to be done. Then you walk in and you see the living room and the fireplaces dated 1970s. All the tile in the house, which is in the bathrooms, are 1970s. It just isn't the finishes that people are expecting when they buy $1 million house. It's that simple. And I have also, since it's a lot of work to try and no comps and stuff. So there should be an appraisal in your packet also that was done by a professional appraiser.
Yes.
Brian Books.
Yeah.
And he appraised it at $720,000, which kind of surprised me too that it was that low. But at any rate, so basically, yes, everything in here is 1970s, and I painted it, most rooms. I'm in a room that's gray, so that's the original gray. The rest of the rooms on the main floor have been painted. I've replaced windows on the main floor, but not the downstairs. And, you know, there's the original furnace. I cannot believe that anybody who's spending $1 million in a house would walk in and say, gee, you know, I'll pay $1 million for this house, when they see, you know, the kitchen's going to need to be redone, the bathrooms need to be redone, it's got the original furnace, the driveway is, at this moment, totally needing to be replaced. So that's my position kind of in a summary, I think. Do you have questions for me?
I don't. You have the current appraisal that and the pictures. That's good evidence for me.
Thank you very much.
Do you have a view out of there? Are you on the river side of the street, so you have a view, but housing in between?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, there's some housing in between you and the river, but you can see the kind of view off the rock.
Yeah, yeah, you can. Since I've moved in here, the tree, you know, you can also see the fir trees down on the river. I'm probably, there's a house between me and the river, and then there's the railroad tracks, and then there's housing down below that. So I'm not like right on the river. I am probably a couple of blocks above the river. So I do have a partial river view, and I'm watching the trees come up above the rooftops. And so it's, you know, it's forever diminishing. What can I say?
Yeah.
I can go out in the street, and I have a great view of the river from the street in front of my house.
Yeah, I don't have any other questions on it.
No, I don't either. I'm familiar with that area.
Okay, I got it. All right. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you for being there. Greatly appreciate
that. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Michelle, for your help.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 23rd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 357 for property ID 610800000. The property is owned by Douglas Michael Shepherd and Karen Elizabeth Shepherd. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Doug Shepherd present over video chat for the appellant, Douglas. And so at this time, we'll go ahead and have you raise your right hand, and we'll get you sworn in.
Mm-hmm. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you gave in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Okay,
so unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Well, I think it comes down to two points. One, I purchased the property in June of 1922, which is just 6 months after, and it was a full market sale with other bidders on the property. And prices certainly haven't gone up since that point, or they were higher then than they were as of the January 1st date. That's point number one. So it's a market sale, basically. Point number two, there's absolutely no evidence for the assessor's value. It's just a figure with no sales to back it up. So to me, it's just kind of an open and shut case. I'd say the value is either lower than what I paid for it, or certainly no more than I paid for it.
You got this sheet from the assessor that you signed off on and said you didn't accept it. That, and there's three comparables in that packet.
Yeah, and all three comparables show sales like in the $140,000 range or less. there's nothing anywhere near 200,000.
One was right. 175 and one was 110.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any more questions.
Okay, I don't have any questions.
You know, I don't have any questions on it either.
Thank you.
Okay, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 23rd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 355 for property ID 145779000. The property is owned by Vista Dell LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 23rd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 361 for property ID 379-12069. The property is owned by Janice Ann Williams-Leba and it's under trustees. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Janice Williams-Leba present over video chat for the appellant. So go ahead and raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know that we're independent from the assessor's office, we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Yeah.
Unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. I don't have a question. And my last assessment was $408,500. And my current assessment in 1 year is up to $543,596. And, you know, as I wrote in my paper, I know I don't understand exactly how it all works, but in 1 year, that's one huge, it's like it's been ignored what was previously determined. But anyway, it's okay. What I try to do this year, and I know the copies aren't very good, but I'm hoping that I can give you some idea in the visual realm of what, you know, the condition of this house. I bought it in 2013. I moved in 2017. And it's in the same condition that it was when I bought it. I haven't been able to do any improvements, in other words. So what I tried to do was I tried to start on the outside. It has the original garage doors, which are damaged to some extent. Someone had hit the door with their car, looks like coming out or in or whatever. And so it's one of the, on this street for sure, it's one of the only ones that has the original doors. You can see some of the damage that's in the pictures. On page 3, you know, I talked about the neighborhood, and again, these pictures aren't very good, but this neighborhood is very mixed. It has, you know, some nicer homes, and I don't mean nicer as in really nice, but I mean, you know, very nice middle-class homes. And then in another area, there's some not-so-nice rental-y kinds of duplexes that, but I mean, I rented my home my whole life, so I'm not degrading or saying anything negative about that. I'm just saying some of them don't take care of them, and so it's a bit of a mess. So it's all in the same little area. And you can see several pictures of some of the little cheaper homes, lot cheaper homes, and some of the way that they are kept. I just tried to give you an idea. There was some question by the assessor about the finished basement. He's calling that basement finished. And the truth is, on that basement, some of the basement is somewhat finished. We've carved out a little area, sitting area, and in that. But the point is, down there, in order to just get to the basement, you have to pass through. On page 11, you'll see a picture of the heaters right there at the bottom of the stairs. So you can't even get in there, and all the ductwork is all exposed. It's not been finished. So to me, that means the basement isn't finished. It's got some that looks better than the other. And there's no way to get into that basement without passing through this very unfinished area. You know, I try to hide it and all, but still. You can see on page 13 that there's, it's all open rafters in the ceiling on part of the basement. The water heater is out in the middle. We created a bedroom down there. And the thing is, to get to any of the, to even get in or get to the bedroom, you got to pass this area. You can see the ductwork on the ceiling all throughout. I tried to get, you know, some pictures in the different areas for that. I'm just going to try to go through, because I know you probably looked at this already. In the front shower, you can see on page 17, the flooring. I had an estimate on that, and I spoke to someone at, I forgot the name of that place that was recommended, Grosvenor or somebody. They said that they sent out a guy or knew a guy and sent him out, and he said the only thing you could do to really correct this issue on this pan of the shower was to replace the whole pan. There wasn't a way to repair it. So I've been repairing it, and it's just me, so I'm repairing it with some kind of rubber stuff that I paint on there. The problem is it just doesn't stay. I'm busy. You get down there. No, not now. Go on. I'm sorry, my dog thinks I need to attend to her. So this pan has to be replaced. And in order to replace the pan, he's telling me you have to do all the tile and everything again. So, you know, you're into the thousands of dollars by then, by the time you do that. So I'm continuing to try to protect it and try to keep it sort of decent. It's just the rubber stuff chips up in there. I haven't found anything that would work better. If you look on page 19, you'll see there's a plastic countertop. And then behind the plastic countertop, everything is this orange wood in this house. It's loaded with that. And it's not only loaded with the orange wood, it's a lot of it's veneer in the kitchen. I know you maybe saw that. But it's well-worn and used, and it just needs to be. The water has splashed up behind that sink, and it just needs to be refinished or painted or something that's more than I'm able to do myself. In any case, the kitchen, you know, is that's where you can see it has plastic countertops. The owner previous to me, lovely family, lived here for many, many years. And they did the work themselves. He put in this plastic countertop. He put in the sticky tile floors on the floor. It's all really very inexpensively done. And I understand that. I mean, I'm sure it was better than what it was before. Let's say that. So the stick down tile is on top of whatever was under there before. I did have a cabinet guy come out just to look at the cabinets and to leave them orange and just to try to refinish and fix just up the cabinets just a little bit was about $4,000. And frankly, I can't even get the guy. They don't want to do, they want to do the whole thing. And you can see the veneer. Apparently, it's some other kind of wood under the veneer on page 25. And the whole cabinet, somebody covered it up with this oak orange veneer looking stuff. And it's chipping off. And I asked him if he could try to repair that. He said it was very difficult. So I think what might have to happen in order to actually get that fixed, I don't really know, but I think maybe have the veneer removed. I don't know. And then it would have to be a complete redo on the cabinets. I'm not sure. The paint, when I moved in, you can see on page 27, I don't know, somebody probably did it themselves. I'm sure they did it themselves. And it's just flaking all over. And it just wasn't done correctly. So I've got a lot of those areas. I tried to give you an idea of that. The walls in the basement, for example, coming in and out, that's also been pretty beat up. So I asked the guy who came out, I asked for a outside estimate for the gutters and the trim, and that was almost $3,000, and that didn't include any of the other paint that needs to be done out there. No, 23, I'm sorry, 23. Just the gutters, but the gutters really need to be replaced. You can see that in number 30. That gutter has been repaired. My neighbor came over and bolted that thing together, and it just is not staying together. It used to be the French drains, and the French drains were backing up, and I was getting some water in the basement. And so we tried to cut that off and get the water away from the house, and I just need new gutters. That's what that is. You can see a number of pictures on the gutters. They're leaking. It's running down. I purchased the goo stuff from the gutter people to try to put the goo in there to stop it from leaking. But anyway, I haven't been very successful in that. You there?
We still got you.
Okay. Somebody else is trying to get in. Okay. Then, you know, that's the creek side, just the outdoor painting. The deck. The deck is one of the biggest. The gutters in the deck are not they're a serious issue. The deck is getting, there are weak spots. When you step on it, you can feel. I'm going to have to do something with that. So I got the actual, I contacted the deck people, and I measured it, and I sent pictures, and they sent me back the letter on page 37 that is going to run between $31,000 to $45,000. It blows my mind. It's so expensive. I'm sorry. That's somebody left a message. I don't know. But anyway, they didn't even want to come out unless, you know, once they give you that number, if you can't, you know, you're not, they don't want to come out here and do the whole thing if you're not able to pay that. And they were very kind, this Cascade Fence and Deck. The owner actually called me and talked with me. They do payments and everything. But anyway, that's a massive amount of money. And so I thought, maybe let me see what the materials would cost, just the materials alone. So I got Par Lumber to send me a quote. And just the materials are $7,100. So I thought if I could get the materials, buy the materials, you know, at one point, and then get somebody to put it in, or make the deck, you know, hire someone to do that, would it be cheaper? Anyway, I'm still exploring that option, but just the materials alone is $7,000. So
can I ask one question before you, on this creekside painting, you got a bid sheet in here, but there's no numbers on it. Do you know what they were, what the bid was to paint your home and do the trim? And
yes, it says down on the, if you look above, it says full, you look up about, there's where he signed the guy. Right next to that, it says your cost, $2,372.
$2,300?
Yeah, just for the trim, outside paint only.
Okay.
Yes. Do you see it there above?
No, no, the sheet I have on the side is blank. It's completely blank, but that's
the
fine.
Front is blank?
Yeah. I mean, here's the sheet. There's not one number on it anywhere, not even a date. So I don't know. Huh. Anyway, quick question. I wouldn't spend any more time on it. That's fine. It was just a quick question that I had.
I'm sorry. You know, he gave me a copy of his copy. He had the original. I got the copy. And you couldn't see that. Huh. I circled it at the bottom.
I can see the circle, but you can't see any numbers.
Oh, my God. But that's 2376. Yeah, it's 2372.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that. I should look more carefully. I guess what I would say is if this house were up to par and didn't have all these issues, then I would say good on me. It's worth that. I'm thrilled for that. But unfortunately, that isn't the situation at this point. I really believe. And as I said before, I really watch what the houses sell for in my area. I really watch that stuff. I'm interested in it, so I watch it. I would say, you know, your last evaluation was 408 to me. The price of housing is going down over the last 12 months. I think, and I've noticed the sales have slowed dramatically. They went way up, and then they're coming quite a bit down. I would say that the 408,500 is a reasonable amount. 543, I mean, I love this house. It's not that I don't love it, and I do things that I can do, and what I can do is the labor in the yard. I keep the yard as best I can because it's important to me and it's important to my neighbors, so I really try to keep it nice. But on the outside, well, other than the gutters.
Can I ask one more question? On the deck?
Of course.
Do you need the deck to get in and out of your house? I mean, is that a main entrance from your backyard to your house?
Yeah.
And yes, it's not in the front of your house. I can see that. It's just on the back.
Right. That's right. And I do need, you have to go out the deck in order to get out. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's just one level. The deck is just one level. There's not stairs going down or something.
No, there is. Yes.
There's stairs going down. Because you have the basement. Okay. I've got it. Yes. Thank you.
Oh, no, there's no way to access the basement from the outside. The deck's just up. I don't know how.
I understand that. Okay.
Yeah. It's about three or four steps down to the yard.
Okay.
No, not that much, maybe. Well, on one side, it's one, and like I step up, I'd say two steps, and on the other side, it's three steps.
I don't have any more questions.
Okay, I appreciate your questions. Well, I would say, you know, I've done my best to try to give you some idea of the condition and what's going on in this neighborhood, in my neighborhood, which I love, I must say. I love my home and I love the neighborhood, but I just think that this evaluation was just a bit high. And I guess without, you know, you just do your, they do their best job they can without actually, you know, coming in and taking, you know, a look.
Sure.
So I appreciate any consideration.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any more questions.
Yeah, I think I get the picture.
Yep. I just would ask you, the pictures you sent us, they're recent photos. Is that correct?
I just took those before I turned it in, and I turned it in on, I have a stamped paper.
August 4th?
I
received it on August 4th.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so they're recent.
I turned in my, the supporting documentation, the pictures and everything on January 18th. So I just took these pictures in January.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it.
I'm good.
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for working with me on this internet matter.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. You have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Close the hearing.